Oh boy, I just started recording this call. Sorry, everybody, but it got too excited. Okay, so here we go. Fabian and Josh, who were at our church yesterday, was the third Sunday in a row that they came. I saw them the first time they came. I asked them, "How did you hear about us?" "We found you online, and we wanted to come and see what your church is about." Well, guess what, everybody? They came one time, they came a second time, and they came a third time yesterday. Very quiet. They're not excitable. And you would think, oh, they're not too excited about our church, yet they've come back 3 times in a row. But they sit back, they're real quiet, they're just observing, they're watching everything, they're feeling everything, they're noticing everybody, and they continue to come. Everybody, I want you to be mindful about Fabian and Josh, who have been coming to our church. If you see them again next Sunday, please go to them. "Hey, I heard that you come a couple of times. We just want you to know that we appreciate you coming. We want you to feel the love of God," etc. That's someone else I want to talk to you about. And there's been several other visitors, everybody, that have been coming to our church in the last several weeks. The Lord is doing this. God is doing this. And the Lord sent some more visitors today. Brother Vic, what are you talking about? Today's Monday. Today's not a church day. It's Monday. Well, everybody, here it goes. I got about 10 minutes left on this call, and I'm going to dedicate it to what happened today. Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Get ready because we're about to throw in third gear. Look what happened today. There I was. Today was a busy day for me. Brother Vic was out and about, and I usually go to pray in the mornings to start my day, and I was guilty, everybody. I got caught up with a lot of activities, working on different projects and different things, and I didn't get to church till about 1:30 or 2. And I was still on the phone with phone call after phone call, and finally I just said, forget this. I just got to drop this phone and I got to get into the church house and I just got to pray to make my day right. And everybody, listen to what I just said. Make it a burden of yours. The preacher talked about it last night, Brother Lackey, the prayer of Jabez. Learn to pray every day. Learn to read the Word of God every day. And that's what I'm trying to impress upon you right now, everybody. Get into the church. If you can't get into the church, get there once or twice a week, but make sure and pray every day, even if it's in your home, in your prayer closet. So that's what I did. It was probably about 1:30 or whatever time it was this afternoon. And I finally got in the church house. And I got in to pray. And I just needed to pray. I needed to pray as late as it was. Look what happens next, everybody. I seen a couple of ladies in there. Well, it turns out it was Sister Cindy and Sister Helen that were in the church praying. I said, okay, that's great. That's great. I put my name in the prayer book. And as I walked out the front of the church, I noticed there were several cars out there. And I thought, what's going on? I seen some ladies. I didn't recognize any of them. Ladies and younger, like teenage ladies and some older ladies. And I seen them out there in the front of the church. And I thought, boy, that's probably like 3 or 4 ladies, and there's a couple ladies in there. I thought I saw Courtney's car, and I thought, boy, are these ladies having some prayer meeting today, some kind of a prayer meeting? Maybe they're getting together. Well, as I walked out of the church, everybody, back towards the old church to take care of some business, something prodded me inside of me to get back into the church and just ask about this. Look what happens next. I walk in, and I ask Sister Helen and Sister Cindy, ladies, did you all have a prayer session planned out for the ladies today? No, we don't. Why? And I told them, well, I saw these ladies outside front, and I felt like maybe they were going to come in to pray. Maybe you all knew about it. No. Right about that time, Courtney comes in. And a couple of ladies walked in with her, and some came in after her. And we asked her, did you have something planned today, Sister Courtney, with ladies to pray? No. I had nothing planned with nobody. And something kept prodding me inside of me, everybody. Like something was supposed to happen. Listen to what I'm saying. Like yaravashatai. Like if something was supposed to happen, everybody. You feel that faith? You feel that expectancy? The Lord is prodding. He's leading. He's directing something here. So I felt like, well, maybe there's nothing going on. These ladies are going to all pray together. Some new faces that I didn't recognize. I said, well, good for them. They're going to pray together. Something good should happen. As I'm walking down the side aisle, I see Sister April in the front, towards the front, really praying, kind of weeping and crying. And you could feel there was a burden there. Well, I just felt like I had to go lay my hand on her head. And as I'm walking down the side aisle to go lay my hand on her head, to pray for her, I noticed Cindy and Courtney walking from the altar area towards her, and I kind of made a right turn, and I went to them, ladies, can you come over? I feel like we need to pray for April. And they told me, Brother Vic, we were already doing it. Do you see that? We were already converging on the same point, on this same person, without having communicated with each other. That's the Holy Ghost, everybody, leading us. Sure enough, we go to April, we begin to pray for her, she begins to unload her burden, she's weeping, crying, speaking in tongues, and we notice one of her daughters is behind her, or we think it's one of her daughters, we begin to pray for her, she begins to weep. Then I notice there's two or three other girls, four pews back, I felt the need to go pray for them, and I begin to pray for them. Courtney comes over after a little while, and I just feel the need to tell them, ladies, young ladies, you just need to unload your burden. Release whatever you're feeling, leave it down at the altar right now. We begin to pray with them. We begin to pray for them. After a little while, we invite Sister April and her other daughter to come on over to pray with these ladies. And right about that time, we are praying for these three young ladies. And Sister Corny, I believe, asked one of these ladies to stand up, and I already been feeling something for the young ladies in the middle. And sure enough, as we begin to pray, this young lady raises her hands and she begins to pray in a loud voice. And you can feel the Holy Ghost. You can feel the anointing coming. And remember, these ladies came with a need, with a great need. We don't know what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. But there was a great need that drove them to the church, that forced them to come to the church to pray. And as we're praying for these young ladies, this one young lady, who I don't know who she was, begins to raise her hands in the air, begins to pray out loud, begins to weep. And after a little while, an unintelligible communication, unintelligible speech begins to come out of her mouth as she begins to speak in tongues. Everybody, this young woman, I think her name was Sophia, began to speak in tongues as she received the gift of the Holy Ghost right there in an impromptu prayer meeting on a Monday afternoon, because they came to the house of God to pray because there was a great need. And once again, Sister Corny came on her own. We talked about it afterward. Sister Corny came on her own. She was not planning on meeting anybody. Sister Cindy came on her own. She was already leaving. She had already been and finished praying. And Brother Vic, myself, I just came through the church to pray on my own. I didn't realize all these ladies were going to be coming together. We all converged simultaneously. Not one coincidence, not two, but three. I was one. Sister Corny was another. Sister Cindy was another. And April and her group was another. We all converged at the right time, at the right place, everybody. That's no coincidence. That's not three or four coincidences all just coinciding by sheer coincidence. No, the Lord had an appointed time, and that's what I told them. And what was the result of that? This young woman, Yaravashatai, received the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. I hope you're feeling what's taking place, everybody. This is just one more chapter, one more page in this chapter of revival that the Lord is writing for Truth Church. And why is it taking place, everybody? Because people have made up their minds, like the preacher said yesterday, to begin to pray that prayer of Jabez. Because the truth of the matter is, many of you have already been praying that prayer of Jabez consistently, continually, coming to the church to pray, putting your names in that prayer book. And you've been unconsciously, without knowing it, you've been praying the prayer of Jabez. Lord, I just want to be closer to you, Lord. I just want to learn how to pray, Lord God. I just want to get away from the world, and I want to get closer to you, Jesus, because I want to be used of you in this end time revival, in this 11th hour, Lord Jesus. You've been praying that prayer of Jabez, and that preacher, Brother Lackey, just confirmed that in his message last night. And look at the results, the fruits of our labor that the Lord has been blessing us with in recent weeks and months, everybody. The names that I've already mentioned, the deliverance that the Lord has been giving to these people, and the new visitors that the Lord has been sending us, in a Gustavo, and in a Felipe, and an Andrea, and their children, and several other people that I haven't even named yet. And just today, four or five more people, Sister April and her daughters, and this other young lady that Yarabashatai just received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody, boy, I hope you're hearing this. I hope you're feeling this. this is a miracle. And I told that young lady today, hey, this is a miracle what just took place to you today. You didn't expect to receive the Holy Ghost. You don't even know what the Holy Ghost is. She doesn't know anything about this. And I told them one other thing, and I'm going to end on this note because I only have a couple of minutes left, everybody. I said, they shared with us some of the need that they had. Yeah, they had some very specific needs. But I told them, it's true. You have a need. The Lord's going to help you. But would you believe me if I told you that the Lord sometimes allows needs to come into our life to drive us to the church, to force us to get on our knees, to pray, because the Lord wants to take care of your need, but He also wants to give you salvation, and He wants to answer all the other needs that you may have in your life. I believe these women are going to be meeting with Courtney and Sister Cindy and others of you who are interested in that for a Bible study and to get connected. And again, that brings us full circle. Now that we have these new people that the Lord is sending to us, let's connect with them. Let's show them the love of Jesus. Let's give them what they need because they're babies right now. Let's give Yaravashatai that Bible study, that word that of encouragement that they're going to need, because the Lord is going to continue to send us these babies, everybody. I said the Lord is going to continue to send us these babies. Let's make sure, everybody, to do our part. I can't continue to speak in English. I feel like speaking in tongues. The names of these from today that I just got texted is Raylene, Rebecca, Sophia, and Alyssa. That's right. That's right. And I believe Sophia is the one that received the Holy Ghost. All right. Brother Sid just sent in a text message. This is a great time for the new ones, but in my 10-plus years in church, this has been the best time in unity. Wow, Brother Sid, this is great. From the preaching to the evangelism to fellowship. Let me read that again. This is a great time for the new ones, but in my 10-plus years in church, this has been the best time in unity. This is the most unity we've seen. This is great. From the preaching to the evangelism to fellowship. Look at the points that he mentioned. From preaching, that's what we hear from the pulpit, to evangelism, that's what we're doing, everybody, together. To fellowship. There's a balance. The balance. He just finished describing Acts chapter 2 and verse 32. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in breaking of bread and in fellowship and in prayers. Praise God. That's the truth. All right. And Brother Art just sent, Art Drama sent in a text message. I just want to say what we are doing on 4th and Grove is powerful. It will not only impact individuals, but will and can impact families for generations. And like Sister Alina said, this is our Azusa Street. There it is. One more time. I just want to say what we are doing on 4th and Grove is powerful. It will not only impact individuals, but will and can impact families for generations. Woo, look at that posterity he's laying out for generations to come. And like Sister Alina said, this is our Azusa Street. That's right, Sister Alina made that comment on the last devotion call that this is our Azusa Street, the corner of 4th and Grove. We're owning that corner, everybody. I didn't even have time to read the scripture, and I'm already out of time that I was going to read today. Oh, Sister Cindy just sent in a message. I agree. What moved me was that April walked right into God's presence because of all the prayer that had been going up. What moved me was that April walked right into God's presence because of all the prayer that had been going up. Praise God. And I'm going to end on this scripture, which I was supposed to read to you, found in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. Very common scripture. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's what happened today. We were all with one accord to pray, and we were all in one place. And verse number 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. We saw it happen today, everybody. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Suddenly that young woman was filled with the Holy Ghost today. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And it filled that young lady with the Holy Ghost. Hey, everybody, we're seeing the effects of revival take place in our church and through you all. Praise God. And on that note, I got to end abruptly because I'm out of time, everybody. I hope you're receiving this. Everybody, let's continue to pray faithfully. Let's continue to do our part. And we will see everybody on Wednesday night in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah and amen. God bless all of you. Good night.